My first call to jury duty came in New York City. Having grown up in Los Angeles to believe that only incarceration, being the sole caretaker of six small children, or a valid death certificate would exempt one from jury duty, I rejected my boss's suggestion that I send a letter to Europe to be mailed back to the court, etc., etc. Unable to get out of it without criminalizing myself, I decided proudly to do my civic duty. I was almost immediately picked for a case involving a third-degree weapons charge. When asked if we had any trouble believing police officers, all of us had replied without hesitation, no. The judge told us we were lucky to be chosen for this case, as we'd surely be back to our lives and jobs very quickly. Listening to the evidence, I had little doubt what my vote would be. The defendant was a black, bearded, fierce-looking man. When stopped by the police, he allegedly had a gun lying on the floor of his car, from which a woman had just descended. After the lawyers rested their cases, the judge told us to go home and return the next day for deliberations. In the very, very unlikely chance we'd be unable to reach a decision, we'd better bring a change of clothing. I went home and turned on the TV to watch a rerun of The Odd Couple. The episode was about how Felix Unger and Oscar Madison first met, on a jury. Felix, trying to teach his fellow jurors some cockamamie lesson, caused them to be sequestered again and again. I took this show as a warning from God, and the next day packed clothes for two nights. Our first vote was 9-3 for acquittal, we nine arguing the gun could have belonged to that woman. The only incriminating evidence was from one police officer who quoted the defendant as having told him, "It's my gun, I bought it in the Bronx." But the officer had failed to jot this confession down in his arrest log. Thus we nine, who had earlier sworn we could believe police officers, now reviled them as guys who'd say anything to wrap up a case. There was definitely a reasonable doubt as to the defendant's guilt. Three jurors voted to convict, arguing that the defendant looked too dangerous to be allowed back on the streets. One of our nine begged them to reconsider. She and her husband had tickets that night for the hottest play on Broadway, and if she was sequestered, they'd have to wait months to see it. After a day of heated debate, we were driven to a hotel, fed, and guarded till dawn at taxpayers' expense. The next day, the theater buff changed her vote. "I always thought he looked guilty," she explained, "but felt I had a better chance of seeing Phantom if I voted with the majority." We were now 8-4. After a second night of sequestration, the judge decided we were hung and dismissed us. He, the lawyers, and even the defendant were amazed to learn the majority had been for acquittal. Loved hearing that. I was free. Running for the subway, I cried, "As God is my witness, I'll never be sequestered again." The next day, I was even freer. My boss fired me. Sure, it's against the law to fire someone because she went on jury duty. So what should I have done? Take him to court?